Hello again and welcome to PCP. PCP 392, and what a fantastic start to the show with one of my favourite tracks of the year, I think, so far. That was Lewis Ling and the Bombs. I have played them before. They are an anarchist punk band from Paris and France, and you can find out more about them at Reverb Nation, Lewis Ling and the Bombs. Lewis Ling was a German who... It was an anarchist in one of the states, and he threw a bomb, and that's where the name of the band comes from. So, yeah, and he committed suicide in prison, I think, after he did that. But he was a committed anarchist, and this lot are a bunch of committed anarchists, or at least anarchist pop, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Got loads of albums available on Jamendo. Go check them out. Excellent stuff. Yeah, really, really good. And welcome to the show. Yeah, it's been an interesting week. I'm completely knackered and feeling I've not got enough time to sort of do anything. And the show is a little bit shorter, but not too much shorter. But it's been very, very busy, and I'm enjoying being busy. But I've forgotten how tiring being busy really is. So there you go. Right, let's have another track. This is a track I first heard on the Dark Compass podcast with Mr. Roddy Cutley, when he was lamenting on how slightly miserable he was, and how he thought that the podcasting should perhaps stop, and he was going to give up and move on. And I thought he played two fantastic tracks, one of which is the following. Nothing that he actually played this particular track. This is called Falling, but the band he played are called God's Robots. And he went on to say that you can get the album by your BitTorrent, which is an interesting use of the download technology, as it were. Unfortunately, one of the difficult things about BitTorrent, of course, is if you haven't got anybody out there that's online seeding you with goodness, you don't get anything. So it took me forever to actually get nowhere. So I sort of got to Rolly and said, "Send us your copy, will you? Damn good album." So we did. So this is God's Robots. They are from a duo, I think, based in ones in San Francisco in the US, ones in Mumbai in India. You can find out more about them at SoundCloud.com. God's Robots, as I said, played by Rolly when he was slightly miserable, after which you'll hear a Rolly that's slightly more excitable. I wonder why.
Me.
course, you know that I won an award at the end of 2010, and it's been a bit late this year coming round, but the 2011 awards have actually come out, and I'm pleased to say that one of the winners of the UK Personality Award is on the line, Mr. Rowley Cutler.
Hi, Pete. How's it going?
Very well, very well. I was hoping to try and catch you before the results had actually come out. I sort of begged the committee to sort of say, if it is Rowley, let me know so I can call him at work and surprise him. But the bastard's never got back to me, so I never found out.
I tried to contact everybody, the whole committee and yourself, and because you were a judge this
time. Yeah, but I might have been a judge, but I didn't find out any more than you did.
No, I was sort of like saying, look, please let me know, please just tell me, am I in the running, am I in the top five, just say something. And of course the announcements were today, and I was there at 10 o'clock looking on their Facebook page, just sort of going, click, wait, click, wait, quick, click, 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 oh, video, play. And then 7 minutes into the video, it said Personality Award UK, and they gave the top sort of 10, I think, and at number one was Dark Compass, and I was, whoa, I'm absolutely stoked. It's been a great ride, and yeah, I'm going to dine out on this for weeks, I'm sure I am.
Well, but you say you deserve it. So, I mean, none of this I'm going to give up bollocks, okay? None of that.
No. I was very disheartened a couple of weeks ago, and I think this has completely turned it around. Mind you were the same.
I was exactly the same. I was just about to say I was exactly the same. I'd almost given up. And then so all of a sudden this award appeared, and I thought, oh, shit. I suppose I better keep at it then. So by rights, you should have a couple of weeks off now, reorganise yourself and come back with a completely new show.
Well, no, it's not going to change. I mean, I am very happy with the way the show's going at the moment, to be honest. And the artists that are coming to me to get music played, it's huge. It really is. I mean, the last show I played, I had Hawkwind. Did you notice that?
I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, it came out today. I actually posted it.
Oh, right,
okay.
Early. Right, yeah.
And the last track on the show was Hawkwind, the 60s, 70s classic rock band, Silver Machine, the whole lot. And yes, their new album is out next month, and they've posted it to me to promote. And I just thought,
blimey,
why not? And yeah, absolutely. With the award, it's given me a great buzz for the weekend. It really has.
And you're off to a festival, aren't you?
Yeah. To be honest, it's only really just up the road from North Wales. So I've just got back from London to North Wales only, I don't know, about an hour ago. And I'm off out tomorrow morning to listen to, well, pretty much 2 days worth of solid heavy metal, which
is it
I'm
just
really
you or forward. The whole family going?
No, the wife is going with me, Victoria's going with me, the girls are, well, we're leaving them to their own devices. No, I'm only kidding. One's off to grandma, the other to, the eldest is looking after the youngest, so, I mean, she's old enough now to do that kind of thing.
Is she not ready to go along to the gig with you?
Oh, God, no, she's not a heavy metal fan.
Okay.
No, she's still got this thing for Justin Bieber, which I think we need to go to the doctor about.
There's pills for that, I'm sure.
I'm sure. But, no, it's just me and the wife going to this festival. It's a break for us to, well, get away from everything and listen to some really great music. And I'm sure there'll be some bits and pieces over the next few days on the forums and the socials for that.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Well, you can go around now and say, hello, everybody. Award-winning podcaster, let me through.
Yes, yes. The big siren on the top of my head, so I think, let me through. Yes, award-winning podcaster.
We'll have to have matching T-shirts made when we meet up next in Brighton, you know.
So. Oh, yes, definitely. We'll escape soon, haven't we? Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be fun. Yeah, we'll have to get something together.
Oh, I'm not sure there's a venue big enough to hold both our heads, actually. Perhaps the dome. The dome's big enough. That'll be fine. You know, we'll fit in there. But yeah.
We'll have to go on separate trains. You know that.
Well, just in case we crash. I mean, we couldn't have two podcasts lost in there.
Oh no, no, that would be
it'd be a loss to the world, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So you like last week's ramblings of myself and Mr.
Oh yes, Rumpel. That was funny. Love that. It's. I will always let you two get away with pairing my show with his dog's outpourings. I mean.
Well, I mean, ever since he called his dog Rowley, I mean, it's just bloody obvious, isn't it? You know. So.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's just a. I don't know, an invitation for ridicule, isn't it? I mean,
it is a bit, and it's too easy. But the poor bugger's not in such good form, because if you listen to the very end of that one, you'll have heard him completely corpse and not be able to get his breath back.
I know. He just completely lost it, and I just thought
he needs another pod crawl to get back in the swing. I think
definitely.
Cool. Right, well, I shall let you get back to your family then, Mr. Cutler. Thank you very much indeed. Well done for getting the award. And I hope you have, as you said, you've dined out on it for a long time. I hope you have a wonderful
excellent. Time. Well, the champagne's already popped. We're off, off on the go already.
Champagne? So, isn't that Adnams, dear boy?
Well, I've got two kegs, little mini kegs of Ghost Ship to take with me to Hammerfest, actually. So, yeah.
You're just annoying me, you see. I'm going to have to open another bottle of Adnams now. I can't just sit here on my own, knowing that you're drinking something as good as that. But never mind. All right, well, take it easy, man. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Pete. Take care.
Cheers.
dancers may blast.
Marvellous. That was Sway, the Blunt Instrument remix. Blunt Instruments has done quite a few good bootleg instrumentals and versions of stuff. Really, really good indeed. Check him out at soundcloud.com/Blunt Instrument. Most of them are available to download for free. He's from Brisbane in Australia, and I've played him before and I'll continue playing him again because there's some bloody marvellous stuff there. This is another band I've played before. They're from Japan. They're called Icon Girl Pistols. Remind me very much, not in the sort of same way, but the same sort of energy as the, what are they called? I can't remember their name now. It was a band. Soul band? Plastic Soul Band from Japan, that's right. I remember playing them years ago. Haven't heard anything from them since, unfortunately, but this lot remind me of their energy and enthusiasm. It's called Techno Starjet. Techno Star Jet, or as they would say, Star Jet. Yes, get it right eventually. Icon Girl Pistols from Japan. IconGirlPistols.com is where you'll find them. Very good indeed. Check them out again. Check them out there, or check them out in Jamendo, which is where most of they have their stuff available. Excellent. Really good. Oh, excuse me. Didn't tell you I was tired. Here's a track by Fournier and Fleury from Nantes in France, of course, also known as PAF. You can find out more by him at sangla.com/PAFDub or PAFDub. This is Break Da Ambient. We'll be right back. Break to Ambient by Forney and Fleury. Really, he's an excellent artist. He's a single guy, but he manages to produce an awful lot of a huge body of work and in various different styles, dubstep and that sort of. Well, I'm not quite sure what you call that, but it's damn good, is what I call it, and that's really good indeed. Check it out at Jamendo as well. More about him there. I don't know how many albums he's got now, but it's a huge number of albums. Very, very good indeed. You know, interesting guy to work with. Now, the next track is called Fiddle Dee Dee. It's the B.Visible remix, which is clever, by a band called The Restless Leg Syndrome. I think I've got that myself. They're both based in Austria. Yeah, let's check it out. Fiddle Dee Dee. Excellent. Fiddle Dee Dee, the Be Visible remix by Restless, originally by Restless Leg Syndrome. You can find Be Visible, which is where I found that, at soundcloud.com/B-VSBL. As I said, both from Austria. Marvellous, marvellous. Let's bring it home. Let's bring it back to not very far from here, actually. Brighton is where Deep Cut lives. You can find Deep Cut at deepcut.bandcamp.com. This particular album is called the Saraband EP. This is the title track, Saraband. This goes back to 2008, actually, but you can find out more about him at Scion Records, S-C-I-O-N Records, which is where Deep Cut is involved. I think he's one of the owners of the thing. Good stuff. Check it out. Saraband by Deep Cut from the 2008 EP, the Saraband EP. As I said, deepcut.bandcamp.com or scionrecords.com is where you'll find him, based in Brighton. Excellent. Right, it brings me to the last track time. Sorry, it's a short show again, but I'm, as I said, I'm rather busy. Next week one's show should be rather good, though, because we're going to be having Mark Lee from the Pocket Gods in to do a bit of a conversation, a bit of a special, talking about his new book, talking about the compilation album of the Pocket Gods, and talking about generally being a Pocket God, which I can assure you is weird shit. This is the last track. It's by MD5, who I only found at Jumendo. He's in Perpignan in France, and the track is called Black Winter. See you soon, folks.